Welcome to Fit to Be Real.
And a little extra.
I'm Victoria.
Hey guys, I'm Carly.
Welcome back to the video if you have been watching us and then like kind of haven't recently. We've had issues because that is life and we're still learning. And by we, I mean Pedro's doing all the work. Carly and I just kind of sit back, bat our eyes.
I mean, to be fair, Victoria just said, we're going to do this. And I said, I don't understand. Just point to me when I'm supposed to talk.
And you know what? I didn't. I didn't.
Yeah, you just started talking. I was like, oh, I guess it's time.
It is time. The whole conversation today is a Carly on the spot.
Spot.
We haven't done them in a minute.
I wasn't aware of this.
We're really just checking in. Okay. Since
hot girl check-in.
What? Eats bologna. No.
What?
That was one of them. And that's the only one I can ever remember. Hot girl check-in. What? Eats bologna. I don't know why. That's what it is every time. It must have happened.
Oh my God. I don't remember that part at all.
Well, it's like a one-time thing. It wasn't like ever. Yeah. I don't know. Now I'm questioning everything.
It's a Philly thing.
We're doing a check-in of not just from January, because it's not necessarily 6 months from January.
Nope. I had to count.
She counted on her fingers. And you started with your thumb.
Yeah. How do you start counting?
Yeah. Never mind.
It's
my thumb.
Yeah. It's not weird.
Yeah. For lots of different reasons. I think you said this the other day that January to now, or like the year so far to now, has been so fast.
The fastest. I think of September to now as my school year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So not necessarily 2025.
Well, yeah, but like, I guess because I constantly am in school versus summer mode that I am like September. Oh my gosh, we're at summer vacation almost. How did we get here?
Yeah.
And I'm very happy about it.
Super.
Yeah.
Super excited about a little break time.
Yeah. Summer's not a break for us, but
the studio closes. We get hours back.
We get hours back. There's dance camp.
I do like how you're saying everything exactly after I say it.
But I do what you do. Because yours seems to work. So
yours seems to work. All right. So since September. So if we take it back to September, it's been a roller coaster.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
No?
I was just going through the emotions.
Don't agree just to agree.
I was method acting. Go ahead. Yeah. No, it's been a roller coaster.
Woo. I don't think anybody believes you at this point. you've taken it too far. I don't believe you. It's just been such a whirlwind. I think maybe more so than a roller coaster because like we haven't had like low lows Mm-mm. this year so far. Mm-mm. God, knock on wood.
I mean, January was a long month. January was the longest Januarys of that ever was.
Yeah. We had a lot of sicknesses.
Yes.
And that's why I think January was rough. You personally.
Yes.
January, February. When was your trip from hell?
February.
Wait. Tell us about your trip from hell.
Wait. I did in an episode.
You did?
Yeah. You don't listen to our episodes.
I don't listen to you. It was a neurovirus weekend, right?
Yeah. It was horrible. Everybody was throwing up in an Airbnb. It was a disaster. And that was, but luckily, knock on wood, my kids have not gotten sick since February, but our mom has.
So Carm had COVID like 77 times.
This year. And
I don't think she ever got rid of it.
No. Yeah. Wasn't it supposed to be like, you're good for 6 weeks at least after you have COVID.
To not get it again.
And she'd be like 2 weeks later, guys, I have COVID again.
So then it was false positive stuff. There was something weird, but she's definitely gotten hit. But I will say, Carm, you're not watching.
No.
You're not listening.
No.
I know that. She doesn't take care of herself very well.
Yeah.
She doesn't sleep well. She binges at the end of the night of like bad TV and fights herself of like sleeping, like waking up, sleeping, waking up, and doesn't go to bed. She doesn't drink water.
And just runs herself ragged. Doesn't sit down, doesn't know how to. Everything we've been talking about on the podcast for 2 years has not done anything.
Well, she's definitely listening because she's doing the break. She's on a take a break from bettering yourself.
I thought you were going to make fun of me, but you sort of did.
I am. Okay. I did actually. You missed it. I think you missed it. So, yeah, she got hit. I got a lot of sickness randomly this year, too, for the first time. Yeah. I haven't been this sick since COVID, so I don't know. But none of this is none of this talk matters. About. It just, it's, I think it's important to do a check-in, whether it's 6 months into your year and you're going to go from January, or if it's from September to whatever you want to, you know, constitute your year as. Because I think that's when all of a sudden the year's over and you're like, well, what happened? And I didn't do anything that I wanted to do. Or you tell yourself those stories because you do, you specifically do too much.
Yes.
Like, you don't let the kids sit for a weekend.
But I feel like they do. I feel like I do. But when the times are fast and furious, it, like, all hits at once. And when the slow times are slow, they're slow. But
wow.
It's just, like, this upcoming weekend. Everything is happening. I've got 6 things to do in each single day that I have to get to. But, like, not every weekend is like that. I don't particularly love weekends like this coming up where every hour on the hour is something.
I think it's May. That's May.
Is that just May?
Well, it's communions. If you're, whether you're, you know, Catholic or know a lot of Catholic people, you have communion parties. You have end of year graduation parties mm-hmm. that are coming up. I just got another invite. We have another one in May.
You do? I don't.
You did too, but you haven't seen it yet because you haven't been to the studio because you had a trip from hell again. She had a second one ending yesterday, and the trip was not bad.
No, it was fast and furious. Who goes to Kentucky for 36 hours? I'm raising my hand. Yeah. We only go to Kentucky for 36 to 48 hours. Yeah. That's what our family does. We go for a specific event to see our brother and his family, and like we peace out. It just so happens that we were in the airport on Friday and Monday longer than we were in Kentucky. Like, we spent more time in the airport trying to get home than we were actually with the kids and Billy.
Oh my God.
Katie, yeah. Although, side note, the little time that we did hang out, Billy and Katie, our brother's girlfriend, did say, I think you guys should not call yourself a fitness and wellness podcast. I think you guys need to rename the podcast and put it under comedy and just and like fit to be funny or something like that. I know. And he was like, because you guys, it's a comedy podcast.
Well, because I don't think we think we're funny. I think that's why.
Right.
So, like, that's why we wouldn't do that.
There was a meme. You guys know I like to talk about memes. That literally said, you posted it about something about being cringe. Did you post it on Fit to Be Real?
Yeah,
and you were
like,
if you know, you know. I'm like, oh, no, I know I'm cringe.
Yeah.
That's part of my personality. I was born cringe.
I don't like the word cringe. Why isn't it cringy?
Cringy. Yeah. Okay, I was born to be cringy. Like, that's maybe one of my major...
Born to be cringy.
That's one of my main personality traits. I've been like this my whole life. I'm okay with it. I don't think it's particularly funny.
Oh, particularly funny.
I have cotton balls in my mouth. But Billy was like, no, I think you guys really need to steer away from the fitness.
Does that mean he's listening?
I think he and Katie do, because Katie was like, yeah, you guys are funny. When do you guys talk about the wellness? And I was like,
dun, dun, dun.
I was like, okay, well, I'm going home now. So
Fit to Be Fun. We'll do little segments.
Yeah, we'll do segments.
Yeah. I love that they're listening. Now we should do some real episodes.
Shout out to Katie and Billy.
Shout out to Kentucky. So yeah, they had such a horrible travel day yesterday that anything going on in my day that made it a 12-hour long work day
because of me
didn't even matter, because when you're traveling like that, mind you, they had 3 kids with them who happened to be golden children to not make it a horrible situation. Mom told me about it yesterday.
No,
they were great.
I didn't have the right chargers because Andrew was supposed to fly home with us, but Andrew's flight got all messed up and he got home at 9:30 a.m. He was at home and he was like, what can I do to help?
And I have to say, mid-afternoon, he texts me and he was like, thanks for the help with the dogs. Also, this pineapple rum you got is amazing.
Oh, shut up. Don't even tell me that. Don't even tell me that.
I was like, awesome.
And I'm sitting there with like wanting to, you know, when you've been up for 17 hours, you just want to brush your teeth again. I'm in like airplane clothes. My hair's in a messy bun. And I've got Dean crying because he missed his nap. And he's at home drinking pineapple rum.
It's really good rum, apparently.
He was supposed to fly home with us. And he had the chargers for the tablets. So,
oh my God.
So we had a 12-hour fly day with tablets on and off, like sharing one charger, and everybody's stuff was dying. Now, mind you, we did not have tablets growing up, but no. We didn't fly growing up.
We didn't fly, and there were never any like major issues like this.
Yeah, not like we were in three airports. We were in three states yesterday. Yeah, it was just, and they were great. It's fine, but I felt bad for you because you had to teach all the classes when I was supposed to be home to teach them.
Didn't matter. Every time you guys would check in and I'd be like, oh no, I'm good. I'm good. Everything's fine. I'll happily do everything that's going on today.
And it's just like airplane, airport food. You know what I mean? It's just like a long day of, I just want to get home. And by 7 o'clock, we finally got home. And I was like, what happened to us today?
Well, everyone at CFIT is missing you.
Oh yeah. Why are you horrible?
Last night was rough.
Yeah, I saw you use 1 to 2 pound weights and kick hit. If I did that, I'd be tarred and feathered. And they'd say, bring back Victoria.
Because I'm the everyman. You're special. You're the like 1%.
How do you get away with doing stuff like that?
Because I'm the everyman.
I know, but that doesn't make any sense.
You're 1%. Because I need breaks and get tired and show it. And also complain about what's going on. And you are the Energizer Bunny who doesn't really take account of reading the room of how they're suffering. And you're like, everything's fine. I'm fine. We're having a great time. Keep going. And so I'm them. And they know that.
I think that's my theater degree where I'm like, things are happening. Just push through.
And I tell them. Things are happening. Just push through. I think that's the difference. Like we were doing, was it Bar and Tone? I was teaching Bar and Tone on Saturday. And we were all still suffering shoulder-wise from that. But while we were doing this particular song, I was like, guys, I'm just really good at faking a smile.
Yeah.
But this is horrible. Like I'm struggling. This is not fun.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily having a good time. And then they were like, oh, I got this. You are like... What, like it's hard? Your arm's about to fall off and...
But
and?
In my mind, I'm going, what am I doing?
But tell them out loud and maybe you won't be so scary.
But that's not me.
Honesty?
Yeah. Honesty is just not the best policy sometimes. Just keep it in, hold it in till you break.
I don't like how you smiled at me. I don't like how you smiled at me after. That was a horrible Colgate commercial smile. No.
Anyway.
But yeah, so they're missing you.
Okay, well, I'm missing my routine. Even though I was only away for 48 hours, it's like when you're off, you're off. I did work out at our brother's gym. It's just very different. It's like a very – I tried to do – they were doing air squats, and I tried to do hip pops, and Billy kept telling me to stop.
Because that's embarrassing. Had I known, I would have felt embarrassment from here.
We were doing burpees, and then it was like, do 27 air squats. And I was like, hip hop, hip hop.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Billy was like, stop it now. Stop it now. This is CrossFit.
Oh, please. You're probably listening to Broadway.
No, we were listening. Yeah, we were listening to something music-wise.
That's good.
I don't know. That's I was good. Just dancing.
We've had definitely very different travel years. Like your travels are more often in terms of Vegas, bringing the kids to Shawnee, even if it was a bad weekend, just like that's a trip. You went to Vegas again, I think, maybe two or three times so far this season.
I've gone twice this year. Yeah,
twice
once
this year.
In September, once in April.
Kentucky. I went to Kentucky, but it was without children. The flights were perfectly fine in September, and it was a bourbon festival.
It was very different than the communion I just sat through at church.
So we've tried, and then I went to Puerto Rico and it was smooth sailing perfection.
Great. I'm glad your travel has just been fantastic this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do. I go more often for short amount of times you go less often for maybe like a day or two longer.
And I don't know which one's better. Like, it, I think the situation almost likely.
No, but in Kentucky, everyone was like, oh, where's Victoria? Why isn't she here? And I was like, well, we only get one of us because we don't travel together.
Yeah.
And they're like, why? I was like, well, we can't travel together. One of us always has to be home.
Mom was even asking that. She was like, why can't you come? I don't get it. And I was like, who's going to teach?
Yeah.
Who's going to run the business? So to that, I say, no one open your own business. Everyone work for someone else and get paid time off.
Yeah.
And sick days.
Yep. I don't think, I was talking about this with a seafitter actually, because she said, would you like encourage acting with your kids? Because Andrew and I were actors. And I was like, well, yeah, because if no. I
no.
said no, I'd be such a hypocrite. Mom let me do it.
But mom fought us, or didn't fight us. That's not fair. She, I don't know if it was necessarily like a sat us down type of thing, but she was like, I really need you to think about this, that you want to major in this. Why don't you major in business? She gave us the other yeah. routes that we should have 100% done.
Hell no.
But I think overall, she was always going to be supportive. I don't have to think that. She was always going to be supportive. But I do think the like good mom, bad mom thing is like you still have to let them make the mistake. Like you have to let them do what they want to do. I don't think we made mistakes per se. I do yeah. think it would have benefited us a little bit more to do more of a business side.
Well, yeah.
Of thing.
I think that if we, but if we did what mom suggested and like minored in theater and majored in business, I would have dropped out. I mean, I did go to 5 colleges.
You did drop out. Wait a second.
But I finished. I don't know if I would have finished because I would have been bored out of my mind. That's just not the mind and like life that I just wouldn't have been able to do it. I know myself. I wouldn't have been able to stick it out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I said, well, yeah, I agree. But to a degree, I agree.
Like, and the reason I was talking about this with a seafitter is because my middle son is in film acting classes. He wants to be a stormtrooper in Star Wars.
Just the stormtrooper. Just the
stormtrooper. But he's actually really creative and likes how things work. And I think he's really interested in the behind the scenes of film, which is still a crapshoot. Like, it's very hard to get in any aspect of film, right?
And any of the arts.
Yeah. And she said, are you going to let them do that for like a career? And I said, I can't not. I was allowed. I went down a different path eventually, but I was allowed to do it. I can't say, no, you can't do it. But I like silently really, really, really hope they don't. And they go work for somebody else because working for yourself. Mom, I guess, made it look easy.
So freaking easy.
Because it's horrible.
It's horrible. Now I'm just repeating you.
But I think that's what it is. Mom made it look easy. And so we were like, oh, we can do that. And I was like,
See, the problem with someone going, what? Like, it's hard? Full circle.
So that's what mom did. Mom was like, what? Like, it's hard?
Right. So we were like, we could do it. Yeah. We could definitely do this.
Oh, if Melody was like, I want to own my own business, I'd be like, please don't. Please.
Mind you, mom has a dance studio that runs like a school. So she has June, July.
And August.
August. She still works because she has to prep for the next season. And it's truly hell.
Oh, my God.
Hear me look at me when I say this. It is hell for everyone around her. Mm-hmm. But we don't get that. It's like
no,
people's days off, we work harder because that's a huge deal for us. And time off, the summers get busier.
Mm-hmm.
Or more effort has to be put in a weird way. So
yeah, it's 24/7.
Oh, good. I'm yay. Summer's coming.
Yeah, that's what I said. We don't get a break. It's just that the studio closes and we also work at the studio.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I think the kids don't want to do fitness or dance. So I don't have to worry about them going into like the family business. But if they want to open their own business, I would highly be like, I don't know, guys. Don't take your vacation, take your 401k, take your all that stuff, get your paid time off, get your because it's
oh my God, someone was telling me yesterday, a client of mine, about you know, I'm taking a personal day or I'm taking a half day for like a doctor's appointment, things that you have to do. And then she was telling me that she had an injury and her paid time off or her sick days roll over. So 187 days she took for this now very, very long-term injury that needed to be taken care of. But 187 days she was getting paid as if she worked there.
I please don't tell me that.
I was like, that's amazing. Like, that, don't change your job. Yeah. That's amazing. She's a teacher.
Yeah.
So she struggles in a lot of different other ways, but I was like, I don't know that life.
Yeah.
I don't know that life. I will never know that life unless Carly dies and the whole thing goes under, which we're not hoping for.
I mean, it could happen, but I have so many, I don't know. I have so many thoughts on this because in some ways, like, we're able to make our own schedule.
Are we?
No, because
our schedule surrounds everybody else's lives. Yes,
exactly. It, yeah, that's true. So no, we don't get to make our own schedule. But so, but in other ways, we get to take time off, but not together. And the only time we actually do get to take time off together is when we physically lock the doors of CFIT for 5 days out of the year and go down the shore.
And make a minimal shifted schedule for the other week. It's a 2 week thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, we ended up closing those doors because we didn't have any help 1 year.
Yeah. That's the only reason we closed.
And we were like, I guess we'll just shut down for this week. But then people tend to like it. It almost gives everybody the allowance to reset for one, you know, fitness week of not necessarily taking off for themselves. Maybe a lot of people do that, but maybe it's just like, well, I'm going to walk outside more, or I'm going to spend time with my family a little bit more at dinner time, or I'm going to just change my schedule. And then they're ready to come back and revved up. So it kind of works out for us, but we don't get that time. And people, we talk about this all the time. People will come up and be like, oh, you didn't know? I told Carly that weeks ago. And I'm like, oh, no, we don't talk.
We don't talk.
Or they'll do that to you. Like, Victoria doesn't tell anybody about anything. So no,
Victoria doesn't tell anybody about anything. I just repeated what
you said. I'm a doctor, and it's confidentiality. It's
HIPAA. Oh, Victoria has HIPAA laws. She has VFIT laws.
They're called HIPAA. It's a little different. They're HIPAA laws.
Wait, are they?
No.
No.
This is, you are not fit to be funny.
That's not what my brother says.
Fit to be sad. Because we don't talk. We don't have time to talk. We talk about this, the podcast. We talk about CFIT, schedules, the
dance studio.
Crazy things that happen in class. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a random, not business talk, but it's still about the business. We talk about the dance studio and how we can make every parent happy, which is impossible.
We're going through it right now. That's why she said that.
Going through it. Just be nice to your people.
I was just, when we were talking about what we were going to talk about today, I was like, can we have a kindness episode and tell people that when you're getting a service, just be kind. And it's not working out the way you want to.
Yeah.
Just be nice. You'll get what you want. This is what I tell my kids. I was going to say freaking. So I tell my freaking
You did.
Kids.
You just said it in a weird way.
If you ask for something nicely, you're more likely to get it than if you ask for it rudely or you're sarcastic or mean. Like, that goes for adults too.
It's also basic common knowledge. Like, you would think it would be easy. Maybe not for kids because they're learning. Kids are learning. But these adults, I mean, it's worse. It's worse when it comes from an adult.
I know.
And you just want to fight back. You want to, the things that I would say and I wanted to post on the Instagram for the business. And I, yesterday was an emotionally, physically tolling, but emotionally tolling day of wanting to throw down.
Well, mind you, Victoria's at home with our aunt dealing with some issues that we're having with a business. My mom and I are going through security with 3 kids and 12 bags, and we're throwing stuff on the security. Mom's on the phone going, I don't know. call them, call them. I'm texting like Justin being like, not now, Justin. Sorry, Justin. But I was like, we're dealing with some stuff right now.
He was like, I know, I'm one of them.
I know. And I was like, where are the cameras? Where are the cameras on you guys at home?
Yeah.
On us going through security and like mom's phone, she doesn't like to put on silent. So, ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ting, dang, walla, bing, bang. Keeps going off constantly at the airport. And I'm like, Mom, turn your phone on silent. And she's like, then I won't hear my phone. And the kids are like, Mom, where's the chargers? I was like, Oh, my God. Don't own your own business.
Sounds horrible. That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
It sounds horrible.
But it was wild. But those days, I feel like, are few and far between. Like, the really bad days, like yesterday with, like, you know, businesses and problems.
But it would be easier to go back to what we started with this specific thing. Yes, they're few and far between. It would be easier if people were just understanding and considerate and kind.
Yeah.
Like, clearly, a third-party service isn't working out in anyone's favor. There's a major glitch. We keep saying there's issues. We're trying to get a hold of them. So why are you still being so mean?
So mean.
Like, it's just, to say it plainly, it's just mean.
Yeah.
It's rude. It's mean. And it's juvenile.
I think that people are always out for themselves instead of stepping back for a second and looking at the whole picture and being like, you're not going to be forgotten. You're not. But maybe people feel like they are.
I mean, I'll forget you. I might forget you on purpose because of how you reacted. I'm petty. I will be petty.
Yeah, I think people just need to be nicer in general, especially.
Oh my God, Vicky had to go on a walk
because her blood pressure got so high.
She's
who yells at a 77-year-old woman who is trying, like, she's been running this business for 30 years. They know what they're doing. So if something's wrong, it's out of her control. Like, screaming at a 77, I was like, I can't.
More than one.
But this is what you have to deal with, I guess.
Yeah. We love owning our business.
Our uncle is always like, so when are you guys going to take over the dance studio? I was like, never, because it's so much harder to deal with stuff and kids, you know?
It's not the kids. It's the parents.
Yeah.
It's not kids. It's parents. You're one of them.
Oh. Well, I never get the emails because I was taken off the email.
Because you don't read them. Just like everybody else. You don't read them. She'll show up and be like, when are my kids dancing? I made the charts, miss. They've been up since October.
I need a personal invitation.
So yeah, they're few and far between these days, but when they happen at the worst times. And when they do happen, they are high intensity. Because it gets emotional when it's people that you've known for 20 years that are in their 40s and 50s. And you're just like,
well, see, what I want to say in any situation, in any business, not just necessarily ours, in anything.
Yeah.
No one's dying. Like,
because that's what mom said to everything. Every time there was an issue, mom, that was mom's really? Go-to. This is a trauma response.
Because all I want to do is say it to mom. Like, I wanted to say that to mom 70 times yesterday.
Oh my God, say it. Because that's all she said to us. If I was pouting too much for her, and by pouting, I mean I was in like high school or in my 20s or
in my 30s.
Last week.
Yeah.
If it's something that she thinks you should be over, no one's dying. Get over it. No one's dying. She would say that was her go-to phrase.
I have selective memory.
Ask her about it. She'll tell you.
I wanted to say that yesterday. Just be like, people, we're talking about dance. No one's dying. Take a beat. Well, isn't that a good thing to say?
God, I hate it. No.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Why?
Because that invalidates. I mean, yes, invalidate all these people that are being rude. But like, it invalidates when you texted me. I'm so mad. About these tickets, about how they were purchased, and the fact that we're in this situation because basically mom messed up.
Yeah, mom messed up.
And you were so angry at the first issue out of the day of issues of cancellations. You weren't even on the New York flight yet at 12. Yeah. And you were going. You just kept saying, I'm so mad. And I was like, well, at this point, there's nothing you can do about it. Yeah. You might as well just like go with the flow. But what if I said, no one's dying, Carly?
Then I would feel like I would say, Yeah, you're right. Bull, no one's dead.
Bull. No, you are not evolved enough for that. You you would have been like let so em.
Let em.
Angry. You would have been angry. You would have been like, okay, cool, cool. All right, thanks. And then you would have not talked to me anymore because I invalidated you. I didn't sympathize with you and go, oh my God. Because in those moments, you telling me you're mad, what did you want me to, like, you wanted me to go, I would be too. Because that's horrible, which is exactly what I said to you, because it is. But if I had said, no one's dying, get over it, your eyes would have gone crazy and bugged out.
I never would have said, get over it. I would have said, no one's dying, things will be fixed.
But you wouldn't say it like that. You'd go, Mom! No one is dying. I'm just saying, it's something that in the moment, it's like telling someone to relax. Relax. No, chill out. Relax. It's such an invalidating response when you are in an emotional state. Usually it's turmoil, an emotional negative state, for someone to just tell you to cut it off.
Whatever. Let them. Let them.
Case in point. The fact that you said that, I hate it so much. If I lasted too long in breakups of being sad about it, Mom would be like, Tori, no one died.
Yeah.
No one's dying.
You didn't like that?
All right. I'm just kidding. Game activated.
No, because next time you say it to me, I'm just going to laugh because I know that you're going to think it's a joke. And I'm going to be like, that's not funny. This isn't a comedy podcast.
Yes. It's coming. I'm going to sneak attack you. Guerrilla warfare. Here we go. But yes.
Wait till this weekend when I'm stressed out. And I'm sure she's going to say that to me once or twice. Communions are so stressful.
I'm going
to
put it on the cake. No one's dying. Star Wars.
Star Wars.
It's a Star Wars cake for a communion. Let's talk about it.
I mean, my Star Wars obsessed son is having his communion on May the 4th. Be with you. So. There's that. Anyway.
Technically, someone is dying. It's communion.
What? Shut up. Let them. What are we talking about?
Well, we're about done now.
Okay.
So the whole point, right? This was truly explicit. Shooting the shit.
Yeah.
And I thought about a lot of things that we were going to talk about today that had a little more structure to them, had a little more help for someone thinking of wanting to better themselves, blah, blah, blah.
Boo.
No, not boo. That's the whole this is our last episode, everyone.
We were on a break.
But sometimes trying too hard backfires. Sometimes going into something because you know it should be a certain way and you're scrambling for time, it wouldn't be genuine. This is what we had time for today. Was to check in on the year in a very small, minor way, to check in and just talk about the craziness that ensued recently that's fresh in our minds so we can move on from it and just talk.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes that's all you need and we never do it privately, so that's why you're here with us.
I was just going to say thank you for letting us talk for 30 minutes because I haven't talked to her all weekend more than texting. I think we FaceTimed once. Yes, I went away for 48 hours and I FaceTimed her.
And she passed the phone around.
I did. I passed the phone around so you could see everybody.
Nobody wanted to talk to me. It was they were having too much of a good time.
Well, to be fair, we're going to be honest with you.
To be fair.
To be fair. I don't know what kind of accent that was.
Okay.
I don't know how to come back from that. I don't know. To be fair. And they totally would not care about me talking about this because they're very open about it. We have a very modern family in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And our communion this weekend, our brother got divorced. Our sister-in-law, I still call her my sister-in-law.
Angie.
The communion party was at her mom's house. And we all went with my brother, who they are no longer married, and my brother's girlfriend, who he lives with, and her daughter. So it was like a big, and all my whole family, who, you know, we're not related anymore because my brother and auntie are married.
Well, you have blood connection with these two kids.
Niece and nephew, yeah. But it was like we were all sitting around with all of, you know, his old in-laws and cousins and family that we have been around for 15 years with mm-hmm. them. So, like, we know them very well, but, you know, they're not married anymore. And so I was passing the phone around to all these people she hadn't seen in a minute because there was a divorce happening the past couple years. And it was just funny to me as I was passing it around. I'm like, this is normal. Nobody has an issue with this. And
no one has the issue with looking at me?
No, it's just like I'm sitting. My brother's girlfriend's on my left. My sister-in-law, ex-sister-in-law, is on my right. My brother's playing basketball with, you know, his, like, stepdaughter, basically, mm-hmm. Addie. And there's Grandma Teresa over there. And this is normal, and it's fine, and everyone's happy. And I was sitting around just being like, I wish every family was like this. Because yeah. it would be so much easier for all the kids, because our niece and nephew are so lucky that they have this big family where everybody can get along now.
It took time.
It's been 3 years, 2 years, 3 years. But it's so nice for them.
Yeah.
And for us that we can still be apart and not just be like, it's here or it's here.
Right.
It was everybody. And that's sort of how we grew up as well with our parents' divorce. But like, I don't know, it was so nice. I was passing around the phone. Victoria was on the phone. You know, we were drinking wine. But
I was not.
She was with my dogs.
I was 4 hours deep into barking.
But I was just like, oh, this is so nice. How modern. I don't know if this is like a modern family sort of thing or
yeah.
this is like a newer concept of just sort of everybody getting along. And, you know, it, yeah, like you said, it did take time, but it was just really nice.
That's it. I mean, that was the goal.
That's always the goal, I feel like.
Yeah. And mom and dad, I think, also took time.
Sure. Yeah.
We don't know anything about it.
We don't remember either. We were so little. I think there was a time.
Oh, yes.
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 But it all ended out. And it ended out?
Yeah.
It ended out well. And had my dad been able to take time off work, he would have been there too. And that would have been like, you know, more. But it was just really nice. And I hope all those families out there going through a divorce can move past it for the kids, because it was so nice for the kids to look over at the church and everybody be there for them. And, you know what I mean? And both sides.
The energy was good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like the kids were getting pictures with their mom and their like stepmom.
Yeah.
And that was so nice, you know? And we were all making fun of my brother. So that was really fun.
Well, there is a common denominator. So that makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear, because I haven't heard about the trip. So this is the whole point. This is the whole point.
I haven't had time to talk to her and tell her about that yet.
Here's the thing. We could have skipped this week, right? We did that when I came back from my trip because we miscalculated how many we needed to pre-record.
Whoops.
But that's okay because, you know, life happens, and I think you're slowly getting better at that when it comes to certain things. I, in terms of stuff that I set for myself goal-wise, like this and doing it every week, I'm slowly getting better with letting go of that restraint or yes. that like control of it. So uh-huh. like I was okay with that. This week, I didn't want to fake it. I didn't want to be like, we've been researching for a couple of days and I told this to her last night. Not that we do that, but like that's what it would have been
like. Yeah, no.
So sometimes you just need a moment or 40 to to just talk, and we just happen to be doing it with microphones and making a thing of it.
We don't ever talk without cameras and microphones, so
I mean, yes, she's gonna get up off this couch and go run errands, and I'm gonna go to a client, and like life goes back to what it is. Like, we're not gonna continue just sit and chat.
Oh no, I don't have, ain't nobody got time for that.
Literally,
yeah.
I
have a Star Wars communion to plan,
I have a Star Wars cake to make. No, really, I have to start doing
I actually have to plan this party.
But yeah, so that was the point of today. That was the point. I hope it was somewhat entertaining. There's nothing you needed to get out of this other than listening to other people's problems.
Yeah, you just learned a lot about our family and our business and the fact that it's not all sunshine and rainbows all the time, which you already knew.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's important. I think this is something as a real tip.
Dun, 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 dun. I hate when you put me on the spot like this.
Carly on the spot.
You talk. I'm not going to listen. I'm just going to be thinking.
Okay. As a real tip, set a time out. Don't just be like, you know what? I'm going to do this too with my people, my person, whatever. Actually schedule in, hey, do you have a 20-minute free time to have a phone call or 20 minutes to come over on the weekend? Let's just chat. Grab coffee. I have water or wine, and just chat about like whatever happened during the week, or chat about something like, oh my God, we never got to talk about this. Can we talk about this right now? And then keep it short, basically. Keep it shorter than what we did, because we were going to do this for a half hour.
30 minutes. We were going to have a 30-minute talk.
42. But I think it's important. I think it's a mental health thing. I think it relieves a lot of pent up whatever and the serotonin levels of just, you know, not really having to stress and work hard. I would have stressed about doing anything else.
Yeah, I know.
And I just think it's mandatory. I think it's mandatory.
And now for your real extra tip of the week. It's called FAA My Way. What does FAA My Way mean?
Yeah, really, what does it mean?
It means if you're going to fly, always fly direct. Never, ever, 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 ever get a connecting flight. I don't care how much it costs. Don't ever, ever buy one stop or two stops. It's nonstop all the way, mother. Nonstop all the way, so that there's never an issue of connecting flights, rerouting, or three airports in one day. FAA My Way.
Wait, what does the FAA part mean?
That's part of like the airplane FAA, like laws and stuff. Like it's called the FAA airport.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it means.
I just thought you were saying letters.
BWC with me.
No, now she's a news podcast. I thought it was FAA was F American Airlines.
Yeah, yeah. Also that. F American Airlines. For what you did to us yesterday.
That is real extra.
Every time we'd get to a new airport, they would cancel our flight. But yeah, FAA My Way. Nonstop or no fly.
Yeah, just pay for it.
Just pay for it.
You can always make money to pay it off.
Mom, just pay for it next time. Okay? She really wanted us to go to this communion. So mom, next time you pay for it.
With that said, remember, you're always fit to be real.
And always allowed to be extra funny.
Bye.
Bye.
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay? Okay, bye.